Let's talk about history today. Not any history. No, the history of Parkinson's disease. More importantly, of how it has been treated. We will get back into my favorite subject of cultural mindset. Now, many people are quick to point out that they believe Parkinson's is caused by pesticides and so forth. That hardly gives us an opportunity to say, duh, before we realize that Parkinson's disease has descriptions that date back in China 3,000 years. And of course, Dr. Parkinson in the 1820s did not have much exposure to pesticides. They weren't made yet. And so we have to rethink that a little bit. When we go back and look at treatment, we're just going to start with the 1800s in Western medicine, although there is evidence of some treatment way back in China with plants that had L-DOPA in them. The key here is that when Parkinson's was becoming identified as a distinct entity, the treatments were typically what doctors did in those days, which was give all kinds of medication or herbs or special elixirs and so on. And the treatment was pretty much seen as medicine you take that help you have a reduction in symptoms. In the early 1900s, they actually did begin to use some drugs, that some of which are still around today, and found that they did not work very well, and some of them even were lethal. I'm not going to get into the details because I want to be more into the mindset. Because the mindset for Parkinson's at that time was, you have a problem, you go to the doctor, you get a pill, you take it, and hope you get better. Now, that was prevailing all the way well into the 1960s, and it was reinforced when L-DOPA was determined to have a dramatic effect on many of the motor symptoms of Parkinson's disease. For the next 2 to 3 decades, it was the gold standard. Anything you can do with dopamine, try it, because that's where the problem lies. Now, the holistic health revolution probably stemmed from the late 60s, when alternative health began to have more of a sway and seen as not quite as far out and nutty as people had thought it was. And some of the holistic health was still the same thing. A doctor sees you and gives you an herb or something like that, and that's supposed to make you better. The 1970s saw the start and the incredible impact of the exercise revolution. The running really caught on. Women who were thought to be too weak to run more than 10K were running marathons, and it changed everything. And there was a vibrant health that people experienced who developed these highly aerobic states of wellness. We get up to the 1990s. I would still say exercise was just in its infancy in a way of treating Parkinson's. It's really been more in the last 20 to 25 years when persons with Parkinson's say they want to take their treatment into their own hands. They want to know what they can do, and by doing so, almost all wind up doing some sort of exercise when they're successful. Well, of course, there are a lot that take a variety of supplements and follow special diets and routines, but the exercise piece began to get pretty well established, I would say, around 25 to 2010. So you see, this is a very recent history. If you look back, all you have had is the patient goes to the doctor and gets some kind of treatment, something to take by mouth, something like that, and not much turning the responsibility of the treatment over to the patient doing things physically. So you see, this is a very radical departure from what has been the case with Parkinson's disease since time immemorial. Even today, exercise is mentioned, but it's generally given a status about like a footnote. Exercise being primary has not yet caught on. Those of you who've been listening to me for some time know here's where I'm getting off at. I think it's time that the first step is exercise, and that medications be deferred and that an exercise program be structured and carried out in a realistic way with sufficient intensity to sweat. And I get down to my favorite exercise, which is mindful swift walking, and then of course yoga. And now we are seeing several people who have resolved their Parkinson's symptoms, either in great part or completely, as a result of programs that involve certain forms of exercise. So you see, the mindset is shifting. It is becoming generated by the informed patient's mind, refusing to accept the mindset traditionally that the treatment is involved in getting a pill. Have I beat this horse too frequently? I hope not. It's just so inspiring when I see the people in our program doing so amazingly well. I want the word to get out everywhere. I mean, there are still people getting diagnosed with Parkinson's today who are not given a prescription for exercise. Okay, off my soapbox. Oh, good grief. What kind of music can I make up to you so that this didn't come off as too much of a lecture, or worse, a sermon?
That's to come the day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. Zip-a-dee-doo-da, zip-a-dee-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zip-a-dee-doo-da, zip-a-dee-ay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zip-a-dee-doo-dah, zip-a-dee-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, sir. Zip-a-dee-doo-dah, zip-a-dee-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Oh, plenty of sunshine in the way.
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zip-a-dee-doo-dah, zip-a-dee-ay. Wonderful.